Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen Amma ba'd fa'audhu billahi min shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have said that when the day of Thursday arrives Allah Azza wa Jal sends angels who have silver papers and pens of gold. They write down those who recite Salat upon me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So viewers of the channel, please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whenever you hear these blessings that you hear on Madani channel, then it should encourage you to recite a Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but try and remember them so that you can pass them on to others and so that other people can become encouraged as well. Viewers of the channel, inshallah azza wa jal, today we're going to talk about the protection of our faith. It's a very, very important topic, viewers of the channel. And we will hear about how much emphasis has been placed on remaining steadfast upon the faith in the Quran and Hadith, and how it is necessary for Muslims to remain concerned, yes, concerned regarding the protection of their faith. And we're also going to learn today, inshallah, how our noble, pious predecessors used to yearn and do dua for the protection of the faith, and how fearful they were scared of losing the faith. And inshallah, we're going to discuss that today and hope that if you stay tuned, you can learn this, and inshallah, you can act upon the advice that we give you today. But first of all, we're going to begin by giving you a Quranic account that mentions some people who fled the place so that they could protect their faith. It is stated that many years ago, there was a city in Rome at the edge of the Arabian Sea called Afsus. This city was under the rule of Dakyanus. He would engage in polytheism himself, and he would also force others to do the same. He would oppress those who would refuse to do so and inflict punishment upon them. It is stated that the people of the faith would hide from him to remain safe from his oppression and save their own iman. One group of believers, they feared that Dakyanus would capture them one day and force them into polytheism. With this danger in mind, they decided to leave the city and they fled. On the way, when they were fleeing from the city, they met a shepherd who was fleeing the city also to safeguard his faith, and he also had a dog with him. And the shepherd and his dog joined them also. There was a cave on the way, which they took as a dwelling. They took that as a refuge, and they lay down there to rest. After lying down inside the cave, many strange and wondrous events took place to them. Allahu Akbar. It is stated that they slept in the cave for 309 years. That 309 years, yes, viewers of the channel. And when they woke up after 309 years with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, then not only were their bodies intact, but so were their clothes, money, and even their dog. They were asleep inside the cave, but in such a way that if someone would see them, he would deem them to be awake. With the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, the sun would move to the right side of the cave while rising and to the left side while setting. In this manner, despite lying in the open area of the cave, these pious bondsmen remained safe from the rays of the sun. Allahu Akbar. When Dakyanus found out that some people have inhabited a cave in order to save themselves from polytheism, he gave a command to build a wall at the entrance of the cave so that they can never come out of it and die inside restlessly. The person that was given the responsibility of building the wall was a pious individual, and he could not get this decision overturned. Hence, he wrote the names of the inhabitants of the cave on a tablet along with some details, and he placed it inside a box. Then he preserved the box in the foundation of that wall. 309 years later, the Ashabi Kaf woke up with the command of Allah Azza wa Jal during the reign of a pious and righteous king knows as Baydrus. Allahu Akbar. This account, viewers of the channel, of the Ashabi Kaf, i.e. the people of the cave, had been mentioned in the 15th part of the Quran, in the 9th verse of Surah Al-Kaf, in the following manner. And I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Did you not know that the people of the cave And the people on the edge of the forest were a wonderful sign of ours. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, we've just heard that the Ashabi Kaf, they were so concerned about the relationship to the protection of their faith that they rejected the invitation of polytheism and fled to a cave in order to stay safe from the oppression and to remain steadfast on their faith. And that's a very important point, viewers of the channel. And this is the reason why the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla was showered upon them. They were enveloped in the divine grace and mercy and remained under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jalla for over 3 centuries. The passing of time did not have any effect on them. And it was as though for them that time had stopped. And when they woke after 309 years, they were still young, fresh and full of life. In this way, Allah Azza wa Jalla has made this a wondrous sign for us. What do we learn from this, viewers of the channel? What do we learn from the events that took place where these people were in the cave for 309 years? The commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmadi Arkhan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he writes that 2 rulings are derived from this. 1, that the saintly miracles of the awliya are true. Allahu Akbar. The Ashabi Kaf are the awliya of the Bani Israel. Staying alive for such a long period of time without eating or drinking anything, if anything, it is definitely a saintly miracle. The second thing that we can deduce from this is that a miracle of a saint can also manifest whilst he is asleep as well. Allahu Akbar. And the earth not consuming the bodies of the awliya is also a saintly miracle. Viewers of the channel, it is an immense favor upon Allah Azza wa Jalla that He has made us from amongst the ummah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And He's blessed us with that beautiful treasure, that invaluable treasure of Iman. And that is such a great fortune that we are so lucky that we are Muslims. However, alongside this, viewers of the channel, we should be thankful that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us to be amongst this ummah, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with the Iman, but at the same time, we need to be concerned that none of us have the surety of whether we will be a Muslim when we have our last breath. And that is something that we need to be very, very worried about. Are we going to die with Iman? Yes, we've been blessed with the Iman. We've been blessed with the Ummah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But are we going to die with Iman? It is stated in a very long hadith, and part of this hadith states that the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that the children of Adam and Islam have been created in different groups. Among them, number one, listen to this. Some were born believers, lived as believers, and passed away as believers. Some were born as non-Muslims, lived as non-Muslims and passed away as non-Muslims. Some were born as believers, lived as believers, but passed away on disbelief. And some were born as non-Muslims, lived as non-Muslims, yet passed away with belief. Allahu Akbar. So what is the true success, viewers of the channel? The true success is those people that at the time of their death, they die with Iman. And the worrying thing is we don't know when that is. So you can't. So people that are Muslims today, how do you know whether you will die with your Iman or not? The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that every person will be resurrected in the state that he passes away with. So if you die in a state of Iman, you'll be resurrected in that state. But if you die in the state of disbelief, then you'll be resurrected in that state. And if you're raised in the state of disbelief, then hell will be your abode forever, viewers of the channel. Under this hadith, the commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmadi Arkhan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala, writes that the end is the determining factor. If someone passes away on disbelief, then he will be resurrected upon disbelief, even if he remained a believer during his lifetime. And if he passes away on faith, then he will be resurrected upon faith, even if he lived as a non-Muslim during his lifetime. So we hear these stories of people that are in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses them with Iman. And how fortunate are those people that inshallah Azza wa Jalla, they will die with Iman. But the rest of us, born as Muslims, lived as Muslims, but will we die as Muslims, viewers of the channel? And that's something that we need to be very, very wary of. You know, we have wealth. We all have wealth, alhamdulillah, to a certain extent. I came in my car today. I parked my car outside. And the first thing I did when I got out of the car, I pressed the button, unlocked the car. When I left my home, I locked the car, locked the house. So we lock all of our valuables that we have in our life. Yeah. We put our money safe, we put our gold safe. Any other valuables we have, we protect them. We make sure that when we have excess money to invest, we invest it in a safe place, in a secure place.
But what about that thing that is more valuable than any car, than any house, than any gold, than any wealth, than any diamonds? Your iman, what are we doing to protect that? Are we even worried about it? Yes, we're worried about, you know, if you leave a home, like for example, if I park my car outside and I forgot to lock it, then I'd be thinking, oh no, I've not locked my car. Thinking to myself, my car, my car, my car, my car. But do we have the same worry about our iman? That what about our iman? What are we doing to protect our iman? So there's certain things that we need to try to do to protect our iman, viewers of the channel. Number one, continue to do shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal upon receiving this treasure of faith. Like I said earlier on, we need to be thankful that Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us as Muslims. Blessed us with iman, how lucky we are. Now we've got it. Now we need to protect it. Keep doing dua. We keep on mentioning this, viewers of the channel. Keep on doing dua that Ya Allah bless me that I die with iman. Ya Allah bless me that I die with iman. Allahu Akbar. Acquire the knowledge of the deen. Acquire those tools that are going to protect you. Because if you're not aware, viewers of the channel, of those things that take your iman away from you, those things that if you are acting upon can run the risk of losing your iman, and you are acting upon them things and you've got the risk of losing your iman, then what are you going to do? So acquire the knowledge of the deen so that you're aware of those things that can be a risk to you. You can be aware of those things that can protect your iman. And that's what we're going to try and talk about today. And you need to continue with this topic that we're going today and become aware of those things that you need to protect your iman. In order to protect your iman, make a habit, make your whole body change. Every part of you needs to change. Your tongue, instead of singing foul songs or swearing, it needs to remain in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. You need to make sure you're reading your namaz 5 times a day. You need to make sure that you're reading the Quran as regular as possible. And if you're doing these things, then you're constantly being reminded that you are a Muslim, protect what you have got. A person that's far away from the masjid, a person that's never reading the zikr of Allah, never reading the Quran, then because he's a far away, then shaitan keeps on whispering to you to stay further away and further away and further away. But a person who's constantly being reminded by going to the masjid, reading namaz, constantly reminded by reading the namaz, constantly reminded by watching Madani channel, he reminds himself that, look, I need to make sure I protect yourself. Protect yourself. Save yourself from those sins. Save yourself from those actions. Because when you're involved in sin, sin is like, it's like planting a seed, viewers of Madani channel. And that seed, if you don't do anything to it, it becomes a root. And if you don't do anything, that root spreads and it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger, and it becomes harder to remove. In the same way that if you commit a sin, then what you should do is should repent straight away and pull the seed out of that ground. But if you're constantly committing sins, constantly planting these seeds of sins, then it's very hard to repent. So try and stay away from sins. Don't think, it's all right if I do a bit of this and a bit of that, my iman's okay. That's the worst thing you can do. To even think that your iman is okay, to even think that I've got nothing to worry about. If you think that you have got nothing to worry about, then you really have got a lot to worry about. You're the one that should be the most worried if you think you've got nothing to worry about. Because we're going to hear from the pious predecessors that they were constantly worried about their iman. They were constantly worried about how to protect the iman. Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, verse 102, O believers, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. He should be rightfully feared and never die but as Muslims. That should be our ultimate goal. The ultimate goal of every Muslim is to reach paradise. And you can only reach paradise if you die with iman. Regarding the verse that I just mentioned, viewers of the channel, in Tafsir Nur al-Ifan, it is stated that this implies that the determining factor is to pass away on Islam. If one remains a believer throughout his life and becomes a non-believer at the time of his death, then he is like an actual non-Muslim. Under another verse of a similar meaning, the Honorable Mufti writes the following, we come to know that accomplishment does not lie in being a Muslim, but accomplishment lies in dying as a Muslim. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us all of viewers of my channel to die upon iman. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that deeds are dependent upon the end. Your deeds are dependent upon your end. If you die with iman, then all of your deeds will be looked at. But if you've not died with iman, no matter how many hajj you've done, no matter how many umrah you've done, no matter how many masjid you build, no matter what you've done in your life, if you don't die with iman, then all of that will be gone. So yes, do them good deeds. do the Hajj, do the Umrah, read the Quran, do all these pious deeds, spend it the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but also try to do your best to die with Iman. And you know, that is the scary part. One, we don't know when it's going to happen. And we do not know how we are going to fare at that time. And if you don't know what is your end going to be, and you know that everything is dependent on that end, then how scared would you be? For example, you study for 15 years. You go from nursery, primary school, high school, college, university. And if I was to say to you that no matter what happens, it all depends on the last day. The last day is it. But the problem is you do not know when the last day is. Is the last day going to be in year 3, year 8, year 10, college, university? You do not know. And your efforts on that last day will determine the rest of your life. But here, viewers of my channel, we're not just talking about the rest of your life, we're talking about eternity. That if your end is bad, then you will spend an eternity in the hellfire. And sometimes I think we don't even realize how bad the hellfire is, because we talk about it a lot, you hear about it a lot, you think it's nothing to worry about. A pious person said that if you were to gather all of the illnesses that are in this world, all of the pain that is in this world, all of the afflictions that are in this world, everything that is in this world right now, and put it in one person, you were to put all of that in one person, the pain, the suffering that one person would feel would be nothing in comparison to the lightest punishment in the hellfire. And if we don't protect our iman, viewers of my channel, then we're going to be there for eternity. Yes, at the same time, as Muslims, if we die with iman, then for our sins we'll be put into the hellfire. And that's another topic. That's something else we should be concerned with. But if we at least die with iman, then we have a chance of, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will definitely, inshallah, see paradise. Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was asked, what is your state? He responded, what would be the state of a person whose boat breaks in the middle of a sea, scattering its planks in every direction, and every person is seen drowning on those planks? The people humbly replied, his state would be extremely distressing. He replied, my state is also the same. Once he became so sorrowful that he did not laugh for many years. People would witness him as if he was imprisoned in solitude and about to be sentenced to death. And he was asked the reason for his grief and restlessness. That why do you remain worried despite performing so much worship and other spiritual struggles? He responded, I remain fearful at all times lest I commit such an action which displeases Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he says, do whatever you want, but my mercy will not accompany you. It is due to this reason that I'm in a state of grief. That he was performing good deeds all the time. He was worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time. But even then he was scared. He's scared that I'm afraid that if I do something wrong, that Allah Azza wa Jalla takes his mercy away from me. Because viewers of my channel, no matter what good deeds we do, it is only through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we enter paradise. And he was scared about that. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also encouraged those who are in the folds of Islam to remain in the light of Islam, staying safe from the darkness of disbelief and remaining distant from disbelief at all times. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, there are three such traits that the one who possesses them will attain the sweetness of faith. The one to whom Allah Azza wa Jalla is prophet are more beloved than others. Number two, the one who loves someone and his love is solely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Three, the one who dislikes converting back to disbelief after Allah Azza wa Jalla took him out of it, just as he disliked being drowned, thrown into a fire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Alongside adopting pious deeds at all time, we should also, viewers of Manchal, seek refuge from the hellfire, remaining fearful of it. This is also many virtues and blessings. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, Surah Al-Imran, verse 16, those who say, O our Lord, we have accepted faith, we prayed, so forgive our sins and save us from the punishment of the hellfire. Allah Azza wa Jalla goes on to state, those who remember Allah Azza wa Jalla while standing and sitting and lying on their sides and contemplate on the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, O our Lord, you have not created this in vain. Glory be to you, so save us from the punishment of the hellfire. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, and those who spend the night prostrating and standing for the Lord, and those who submit, O our Lord, avert the punishment of hell from us His punishment is indeed a noose around the neck. Indeed, that is the most wretched abode. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Money Channel, we cannot rely just on our good deeds. We need to be fearful of the fact that, you know, we could be held accountable on that day and none of our good deeds could be accepted and we could be thrown into the hellfire. And that time, that crucial time when the angel of death comes to visit you, that is such a crucial time that at that time all sorts of things can happen to you. The angel of death may come to you in the guise of your parents, the guise of your loved ones. And the pain that you will feel at that time, the excruciating pain that you could feel. You know, have you ever had a toothache? You know, when you have a toothache, you've got a toothache and you put your hand there and you put all sorts of things. And people are falling sick from work and I can't go to work. Why? Because I got a toothache. You don't work with your teeth. Yeah? You work with your hands, your feet, your eyes, whatever. You don't work with your teeth, but because of that toothache, you can't think straight, you can't work properly. And because of that, you have to take a day off. Now, if because of that toothache you can't think straight, just think of the pain of death. Will you be able to think straight then? Will you be able to contemplate and protect your iman at that time? And for that reason, we need to constantly do dua. Constantly do dua, dua. Allah Azza wa Jalla, protect my iman. And the purpose of dua is to protect your iman, to protect all these things. Allama Ismail Haqqi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, stated, it has been stated in this verse, the verse that I mentioned before, that those who complete faith greatly fear Allah's punishment despite treating the creation with kindness and striving the hardness to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. More so ever, they implore and beseech that punishment be removed from them. So despite their abundant worship and piety, when they make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they count themselves amongst the sinners. And the reason for this is that they do not give importance to their deeds and they do not rely on their state. The pious people of the past, viewers of my channel, they never looked at their good deeds. They never thought what good deed they've done. And nowadays what happens is, viewers of Money Channel, we think, oh, I've done this, I've done that. I've done my Hajj, I've done my Umrah, I built a masjid, I built a well, I did this, I did that. I'm sorted. No, you're not. No, you're not. For a start of, how do you know whether your Hajj is accepted? How do you know where any of these good deeds are accepted? You do not know this. You do not know if anything is accepted. And so, what you should really do is be concentrating on your sins. And we've said it many times before that what happens is generally we push our sins in the carpet and we forget about them. We remember our good deeds, we remember the Hajj, we remember all of these things, but we forget our sins. The merciful Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever asks Allah azza wa jalla for paradise three times, paradise will say to him, oh my Lord, enter him into paradise. Allahu Akbar. And whoever seeks refuge from the hellfire three times, the hellfire will say, oh my Lord, grant him protection from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. We need to do this dua, views of my channel. We need to do this dua that Allah protect us from the hellfire. Ya Allah, enter us into the paradise. Ya Allah, protect us from the hellfire. And we need to also constantly do this dua that Ya Allah enable us to die with iman. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala gave us a beautiful example. Imagine we're in the room of this house now. You're all sat at your homes. And there's a door in the room that you're sat. Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala said that if I was told that that is the door of dying with iman, and outside my house, through in the front of the gate, there is another door, and that door is the door of martyrdom, I would take this door. He said, I know that martyrdom is greater. The reward for martyrdom is so much greater. But I would take this door. Why? Because I am worried that maybe from the moment I leave here to the moment I reach my gate, I lose my iman. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The people of the past, they would be so worried about protecting their iman. Sayyidina Abdullah Mu'azzin rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I was occupied in tawaf of the Kaaba when I saw an individual who was repeating the same dua was clinging onto the cover of the Kaaba. He was saying, oh Allah, allow me to leave the world as a Muslim. Oh Allah, allow me to leave the world as a Muslim. And when I asked him, why is it just this dua? You've not got any other duas. He said, my brother delivered the azan in the masjid for 30 years without any payment. But his faith was also destroyed at the time of his death. And therefore, I am worried that I lose my dua, I lose my iman. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Muazzin, Ramatullah Ta'ala, asked him, what sin did your brothers commit that caused their bad hand? He replied, they would take interest. They were looking at women and they were looking at young boys. And because of that, they lost their iman. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, is also stated in Sharh Sudur that some scholars have stated that there are four causes for a bad hand. There are many causes, viewers of the channel, and we need to learn these causes and we need to be aware of these causes. We need to protect ourselves from these causes. In this particular book, Sharh Sudur, is stated, number one, laziness in offering our salah, drinking alcohol, disobedience to parents, and hurting Muslims. Laziness in offering our salah. Many of us don't even read our salah. If we don't even read our salah, how can we possibly protect our iman? You know, in this country, in the UK, views on the channel, that if you want to get your house insured, then you need to have locks on your doors. And these locks need to be minimum 5-lever locks. Without 5-lever locks, you can't get insurance. Our deen is so beautiful. It's given us locks to protect our iman. It's given us the 5-lever locks in the form of our namaz. If you want a, you know, if you want a better insurance policy, then you get 7-lever locks, 9-lever locks. We've been given these. Chast, Ishraq, Nawabin, Tahajjud. Put all these locks to protect your iman. This is what we need to do. The more you do will protect your iman. Read your Quran, that's another lock for iman. Doing the zikr of Allah, this is another lock for your iman. But first and foremost, without them 5 locks, the 5 daily prayers, here we're told here that is laziness namaz. And unfortunately, we don't even read our namaz. Drinking alcohol, Allahu Akbar. It has been stated that a person, he lost his iman. People thought he was a very pious person, but in the end time, he lost his iman and someone saw him in a dream afterwards and asked him, how was it that you're so pious that you lost your iman? He said, a doctor told me that I had an illness and to get a recovery from that illness, I had to take 1 glass of alcohol a year. And because of that 1 glass of alcohol a year, I lost my iman. Allahu Akbar. Third one, disobedience to parents. Do we even think about that? It is stated that your parents are your hellfire, your parents are your paradise, depending on how you treat them. And nowadays, we think nothing. We think nothing about being disobedient to our parents. We don't need our parents. We don't need to speak to them. We don't need to respect them. And as a result of that, we become disobedient to our parents. No matter if our parents are wealthy, no matter if our parents need us or not, doesn't matter, you still must respect your parents. No matter whether your parents understand you or don't understand you, no matter whether your parents respect you or don't respect you, you need to be obedient to your parents. And again, we take that very, very lightly. Fourthly, hurting Muslims. We hurt Muslims' feelings without even thinking about it. We have no concern, we don't think anything about it. Because as long as I'm all right, there's a saying in English, I'm all right, Jack. As long as I'm all right, I don't care what's happened to him. I don't care what's happened to him. I don't care what's happened to the brother in the studio. I don't care what's happened to the tenant. I don't care about them. As long as I'm okay. They hurt, so be it. I will find out, so be it, on one day. One day I'll realize that this attitude that I had, where I was not concerned about other people's feelings, that I hurt them and I wasn't bothered about them, as long as I'm okay, then one day I'll realize. And even if I am blessed that I die with iman, then I will be punished for that as well. Some of these things that I'm mentioning, it runs the risk of you losing your iman. You may still die with your iman, but you will definitely be held accountable for all of these as well. One of the things that we need to do, viewers of the channel, is to attach ourselves to pious people. Attaching ourselves to people that can keep us away from these sins, keep us away from those actions that are going to cause us to lose our iman. And if you are sitting with pious people, sit with the company of Dawud Islami. Attach yourself to this environment of Dawud Islami. At the moment in this UK, we're not fortunate enough that we can travel in the Madani Conferences. But when you can, travel in the Madani Conferences. Make an intention right now that I want to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. One, to acquire the knowledge of the deen. But two, to acquire them tools. To acquire the knowledge of the deen. Why? To protect my iman. That needs to be our intention. Many, many books you can go on www.dawudislami.net and download hundreds of books. in whichever language you are. Many books are there in English, in the Bangla language, whatever you wish. Download them books, read them books, and acquire those tools, acquire those weapons to protect your iman, viewers and channel. It is stated that someone said to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, an individual loves a group of people, but he cannot perform deeds like them. He's not as pious as them. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, O Abu Zar, you'll be like the one you love. And he said, I love Allah azza wa jal and his messenger. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Abu Zar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you will remain with the one you love. So attach yourself to the scholars, attach yourself to these pious people. Because if you attach yourself to them and you respect them and you love them, then inshallah azza wa jal, you'll be with them. You'll be with them, viewers of my channel. Sayyidina Yusuf bin Asbad, Ramatullah ta'ala states, I was once present with Sayyidina Sufyan Sauri, Ramatullah ta'ala, and he spent the entire night crying. I inquired, are you crying from the fear of your sins? He picked up a straw and said, sins hold less weight than this straw in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. I am not fearful of my sins. I am fearful of my faith being snatched away from me. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali Ramatullah reports the following about him. He said, Sayyidina Sufyan Sauri Ramatullah Ta'ala began to cry and scream at the time of the death. The people tried to reassure him by saying, Ya Sayyidi, do not worry. Focus upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He, Ramatullah Ta'ala, replied, the fear of a bad end is making me cry. If I receive a guarantee of death upon faith, then I'm not concerned about having sins equivalent to the mountains when I meet Allah Azza wa Jal. Because if you die without iman, then you will be in hell infinitely. But if you die with iman, then your sins, yes, you will be punished for them. Yes, you'll be held accountable for them. But inshallah, Azza wa Jal, after the punishment, you will enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he said, the day of Eid was upon him. And he says, people are saying, tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid. Everybody's looking forward to Eid. And everyone is happy. But Eid for me will be on that day which I leave this world with my faith intact. Viewers of the channel, we need to look at ourselves, look at our deeds, look at our actions, and acquire those things, do those things that can protect our iman. In another hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is specifically a viewers of the channel for all of those people that are watching today, that Hajj has become farz upon you and you not perform the Hajj. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person Hajj has become farz upon them and they have the means to perform Hajj, that's the reason it becomes farz upon you, and there is no governing body, no authority stopping you from performing the Hajj, and you die in that state, then you run the risk of losing your iman. So please, viewers of the channel, if you're watching this program right now, perform those good deeds that will protect your iman. Become aware of those sins that can take your iman away from you. Study these booklets. There's a booklet that I'd advise you to download. It's called Causes of a Bad End. It's a small booklet that you can download from our website, www.dawatislami.net. And in that, it talks in detail about some of the causes that can cause you to lose your iman. But first and foremost, viewers of my channel, we need to be concerned. We need to have that fear inside us that we could lose our iman. And that is something that we are lacking at the moment. We have that fear inside us about losing our money, about losing our car, about losing our house, about leaving our windows open, leaving the front door open. We're worried about that, but are we ever worried about losing our iman? And are we performing any of those deeds that I mentioned today, which could cause us to lose our iman? And like I said to you, at that time, viewers of my channel, when the angel of death comes, you might not be able to think straight. You might not be able to think straight. And that's why even the most pious people of the past, they were concerned. They lived their whole lives worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, but they were still concerned that they may die without iman. So viewers of Minchal, try and perform those good deeds that are going to protect your iman. Try and stay away from those sins that are going to ruin your iman. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, if I've said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that Allah give me and you the ability to think about what I have said, to act upon what I have said, and to pass it on to others as well. Ameen bi jahin nabi lameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubalik for you is my prayer.
Willing for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending, success, success.